This is the man I just spoke to you about, DP number 234. He has no name. Number 234. This is Benjamin Franklin.
How do you do?
Thomas Paine.
How do you do?
Thomas Jefferson.
Sir?
They want to ask you some questions.
Well, sit down, son. Tell us what this is all about. The heavenly messenger claims that you want to enter the American section and no other. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Franklin. Mm-hmm. Since the war ended, I've been trying to get into the United States. I couldn't do it on Earth, so I thought perhaps I could do it here.
Did you say you couldn't do it on Earth?
That's right, Mr. Jefferson.
But why couldn't you get in?
Well, because they wouldn't let me.
Well, who wouldn't let you?
Why, the authorities, the consul, the people in charge of immigration. They said the quota was all filled up.
That's very strange, isn't it, Benjamin?
Yes, it is indeed. Evidently, a lot of things have happened since we left.
Tell me, DP number 234, why did you want to enter the United States? Why didn't you go back to your own country among your own people?
Well, in my own country, sir, there are none of my people. And among my own people, there are none who have a country. If I'd gone back, I would have been subject to political and religious persecution. You, Mr. Jefferson, should understand what that means.
Are there many like you on Earth?
A million are still alive and homeless.
A million?
Yes, a million.
And these people have all tried to get into the United States and couldn't?
Oh, no, not all, Mr. Jefferson. Only the hardier ones, the more hopeful, the more stubborn.
Do you mean to tell me the United States is refusing to admit those fleeing from persecution?
Well, the golden door is open to but a few.
Incredible. Ever since the Pilgrim Fathers first landed on our shores, America's been a haven for the oppressed.
When we first got the colonies together, we welcomed them with open arms. It was they who built our country.
Benjamin, things have changed.
Yes, certainly
probably
have.
Probably no one's been writing pamphlets.
Therefore, since he is obviously a man of integrity who believes in the basic principles of freedom and liberty, and if he had been admitted to the United States while still mortal, he would unquestionably have been a good citizen. I hereby move that DP number 234 be admitted to the American section of the universe and be given the universal American status.
I second the motion.
I concur. Congratulations, DP number 234, and welcome to our shores.
Well, then it's hopeless. You admit it's hopeless. You admit that a million people in the DP camps of Europe have nothing but fear and death in store for them.
No, I don't think that's quite true, son.
What else is there? The golden door is closed, sealed tight. Well, who'll open it? And will it ever be opened?
I think it will. Despite the many harsh things which have been said today, I still have faith in the American people. Always, during every generation, men have raised their voices for the oppressed, the hungry, the weary, the homeless. Well, listen, I can hear them even now. Hear them coming from every pulpit. It's Easter Sunday and the voices are clear and strong and compassionate.
Let us pray for a better world, for peace, for contentment. But let us remember that we cannot expect to receive the blessings of life if we do not give of ourselves in service to others. We cannot shrug our shoulders and say that the ills of the world are not our responsibility. Indeed, whose responsibility are they but ours? Whose responsibility but that of the nation whose material possessions are abundant and whose people abide in greener pastures than any other people on the face of the earth? Let us pray to God for a better world, and let us forge that world with our hands, with our minds, with our will, with our hearts.